Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article that should make every business owner sit up. It's called AI Scams Cost the UK £9.4 Billion. Your Business is Next by Brett Allegray Wood.
And that number is not a forecast. That's what's already happened.
Right. £9.4 billion drained from the UK economy by AI-powered fraud across more than 444,000 individual cases. And here's the stat that really put it in context for me. Nearly half of all crime in England and Wales is now fraud.
Not burglary, not assault. Fraud. That shift tells you everything about where organized criminal energy has gone.
And the problem is that most businesses are still running cybersecurity built for a completely different category of threat.
Okay, so let's get into what's actually changed. Because most people's mental image of a scam is still that badly worded email about a Nigerian prince.
Exactly. And those were detectable because they were clumsy. What Brett describes now is qualitatively different. These attacks are hyper-personalized, built from data scraped off your website, your LinkedIn, your public communications. They clone voices to authorize fraudulent payments by phone, and they analyze your company's actual communication history to send requests at exactly the right moment and exactly the right tone.
Which means they're not just smarter, they're specifically trained on your business.
Brett gives a real example that I keep thinking about, a logistics company owner. He received an invoice that looked exactly like one from a regular supplier. Correct logo, correct job number, correct formatting. The only thing that changed was the bank account number. A junior accounts person paid it. £50,000 gone.
And the owner said the worst part wasn't the money. It was realizing how easily his processes had been bypassed.
He'd built his business on relationships and trust, and a machine had weaponized that against him.
That's the thing that gets me. These attacks don't go after the gullible. They go after the diligent, the person doing their job, processing a normal invoice, acting in good faith.
And it doesn't stop at invoices. Brett describes a tech startup that nearly lost a major funding round because a competitor seeded deep-faked audio clips across social media, clips that sounded like the founder admitting to faking performance metrics. Investors got cold feet. The deal stalled. By the time they disproved the claims, the opportunity was gone.
So you can lose a deal you'd already won, not because of anything you did, but because someone fabricated evidence against you and you spent months proving a negative.
Brett's framing of it is sharp. He says we're not just fighting to protect our bank accounts. We're fighting to protect the concept of truth in our communications.
Which brings me to the stat I think every owner needs to hear. Only 36% of adults feel confident they can spot an AI-generated scam, meaning almost two-thirds of your team, your customers, your partners, they can't reliably tell what's real.
And that's not stupidity. That's the design. Brett is very clear on this. Your firewall cannot stop an employee from paying a fraudulent invoice that looks completely genuine. Your antivirus cannot stop a customer handing over details to a phishing site that perfectly mirrors your brand.
So traditional cybersecurity is basically fighting the wrong war.
That's his point exactly. The old tools were built for system vulnerabilities. These attacks target psychology. The weakest link is your people, and that is precisely where AI-powered attacks are directed.
So what does a proper defense actually look like?
Three layers. First, advanced AI detection tools that can spot the near-invisible signatures of machine-generated fakes in email, audio, video, and document formatting. Standard spam filters won't catch them.
Second,
continuous, realistic employee training, not the annual tick-box compliance exercise. Actual simulations that replicate the attacks your team will face. Brett's argument is that repetition builds instinct, and instinct is the only thing that catches a near-perfect fake in real time.
And third,
authenticated customer channels. Your customers need to know exactly how to verify that any communication claiming to be from you is genuine. You build that before you need it in a crisis, not after.
Right, because by the time you're in the crisis, trust is already gone.
Brett shares an e-commerce example that makes that concrete. An owner of a bespoke furniture business had her customer database breached. The attackers didn't steal money directly. They launched a phishing campaign using her own brand voice, her logos, her pricing, a fake 50% discount. A handful of her best clients fell for it. The financial loss was real, but the deeper wound was the collapse of trust. Her most loyal customers, previously her biggest advocates, are now suspicious.
A slow, silent death of a sales pipeline. That phrase from the article stuck with me.
It really does land.
Okay, if someone's listening on their commute and they want one thing to do this week, what would you say?
Run a simulated phishing attack against your own team. One exercise. The result will tell you more about your actual exposure than any audit report.
Mine is more immediate. Audit your payment verification process today. Any change to supplier bank details, any payment above a threshold you set, must require a callback to a pre-verified number, not a number supplied in the email requesting the change. That one process would have saved that logistics owner £50,000.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this kind of defense working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth doing before someone else does the audit for you.
Fair point. Thanks for listening.